Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com as we conclude this study titled, Why Did Jesus Come to Earth? This is part 2 of 2.
And then in between Joseph and Mary was a loaf of bread. Why? Because we just read where Jesus said, I am the bread of life. See? And Coke's the real thing. I just did that. I just thought it was good. Jesus goes on, verse 36, But I said unto you that ye also have seen me and believe not. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. For I am come down from where? For I am come down from heaven, not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will which hath sent me, that of all which he hath given me I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again to the last day. There's a good eternal security Bible verse there for you. You belong to the Father? That means you belong to the Son, and he can't lose you. Once saved, always saved.
Amen.
Eternal security. If you think you can lose your salvation, get over it.
Amen.
You're not that powerful. You have to be more powerful than God to lose your salvation.
Amen.
Can't happen. Amen. We're pretty secure, ain't we? That's why they call it eternal security. You know, there's people who think they can lose their salvation and they're not saved. Now, don't get me wrong. They may be saved and you can be wrong doctrine and you still be saved. But I mean, as far as they're concerned, they're on probation. And church and the pastor is basically like their probation officer. They check in twice a week. And if they don't, these churches that believe you can lose your salvation, they come knocking. They send out the little postcards with fire and flames of hell saying, we missed you. Yeah. Why? Because they love you enough not to want you to lose your soul. And they want that tithe. Amen. Couple more verses I just want to read. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. How do you see the Son? S-O-N, by the way. Those of you listening on radio. S-O-N. How are you going to see the Son? It isn't dreams and visions. There is only one way to see the Son. Right there. You see the Son in his Word. It scares me to death. I know a few people who give their testimony. When they give their testimony, they tell people, I had a dream and I saw Jesus. And he was saying, come to me. I've heard that. I've heard those testimonies. And that's how they claim to have gotten saved. That's scary. Because that's a lie.
Amen.
You don't see Jesus in dreams and visions. You see him in his Word. Amen. And his Spirit draws you, the Bible says. And you respond not by sight. You respond by faith. So there's a lot of people out there running around bragging, boasting about the vision they saw and responding. I'm thankful that my claim, and I've heard most of your testimonies, your claim to salvation is a simple fact that you know you're a sinner going to hell, and you know that Jesus is the God from heaven who died for your sins. You repented toward God with faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ, believing on his death as payment for your sins, his shed blood paid for all your sins. He was buried and he rose again the third day, and based on that you're saved. That simple little message ought to be the testimony. You can word it differently, but it ought to be the testimony of every single professing Christian who ever existed.
Amen.
When you start adding bells and whistles to it, you're just blowing it. All right. I want to move on, but read John 6 in its entirety sometime on your own. It's a great read about the mission, the purpose of Jesus coming. And let's have Jenny is just going to come. The rest of you, keep your candles lit. You can light your candles. Brother Sean's going to turn our lights off. We're going to use the screen for our scripture reading. There you go. Yeah, please don't try to light these with a lighter. They're LEDs. Johnny, Johnny, Johnny. Okay. In our final point, this is a three-point sermon, we're going to look at the arrival and we're going to read from the screen. I'm going to ask everybody to read the even verses. We're going to read Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 20. And I'll read the odd and you join me on the even. Luke chapter 2, beginning in verse 1. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was. The days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. The babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. So now let's sing Silent Night.
Thank you.
a cappella. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this wonderful story that is historically factual and real. And that what is in the past and the coming of Jesus as a baby and in his life and ministry, sinless and doing all those wonderful miracles, dying on the cross, paying for our sins, buried and rose again the third day, now saving all who will repent and believe the gospel, so that one day in any moment, we can be raptured and in the presence of Jesus and all the saints who have gone before us and all these angels, the same angels that sang at the birth, will be there at the rapture. And then forever we're going to be with you. We're just so thankful, Lord. We can't praise you enough. Now I just ask you, bless each believer here tonight and those who couldn't be with us. Bless them over the holiday and give them opportunities to tell others about Jesus, but also opportunities to spend time with Jesus. All for your praise and glory. We say these prayers in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm.